Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
See someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Canary. Raffy.
From Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raffy?
Gina.
I missed you.
I missed you too. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm sure everyone missed this podcast.
Oh yeah, everyone.
Because this is a podcast that is used as an alternative to therapy.
So I feel bad for those that needed it while you were gone.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I apologize for not being present. I know Raffy missed me a lot.
Big time.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'll be fine.
You okay? Mm-hmm. We are here at Home Sweet Home Audioversity. And of course, Raffy, we've got an awesome episode planned. But I wanted to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, a little stressed for the exam, but
you got
all
this.
Will be good.
You're going to smash it. Exactly.
Right.
Let's get straight into it because I'm just itching to get this podcast back out there.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Because we're just amazing.
Yeah, that we are.
We are. Go us. Let's get straight into it. It's a fish. You know Gleb has a fish?
Not anymore.
He gave it to Leroy.
Yeah.
But you know the fish is stupid.
I'm not surprised.
What do you mean you're not surprised?
It's Gleb's fish. I remember when he bought it. We went to the store together. And then
it's fat, eh?
I was trying to convince him not to get it because I was like, it's a stupid idea. You don't need a
fish. I took care of it once.
And then eventually he just bought it without me. And then he gave it to Leroy like a week later. I was like, all right, you dumbass. Like, you just wasted your money on a fish. Like,
how much did you pay for it?
I knew this would happen. I don't know.
Don't you hate it when you're the youngest?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually really do. But I don't. Love-hate relationship.
Mm-hmm. How many siblings do you have?
I have two, an older sister and an older brother.
Okay, so I am also the youngest. I have two older brothers. And I'm the only girl in the family.
Ah, very nice. So we're both one of three, but I also have four step-siblings who are all older than me. So,
how much older?
Like the youngest of them is 8 years. Ooh, no, sorry. It's 5 or 6 years older than me. And then like the oldest has something around, I think, 10, maybe less than 10 years older than me.
Okay.
Maybe a little more. Something around
Were
there.
You close growing up to them?
To my step-siblings?
No, to... My
siblings, yeah. My brother and I were always close. My sister, she moved out to Israel. She made Aliyah when I was in like 6th, 7th grade.
She made a feature in the first episode.
Yeah, she's my Israel fam. So most things that have happened here...
She's been.
Exactly. She's been involved in some way.
Growing up, I definitely got the experience of a punching bag.
Oh.
Not, well.
No, that's disturbing.
That's
being the one girl and the youngest, like, you should not be the punching bag.
No, just a disclaimer, my brothers are amazing.
Right, disclaimer.
For legal reasons, it's a joke. But obviously, you know, growing up with siblings, like, they toughen you up in... A loving way, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that's, I don't know. Okay. A few stories come to mind for me, for sure. Definitely one story that I had briefly mentioned to Raffy was, okay, so in South Africa, we have something called the Gautrain, okay?
The what train?
It's a province, the Gautrain. Gautrain.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, the Gau, it's not Gauteng. It's Gauteng, but because Gauteng. It's a train, it's a Gautrain.
Gautrain. Okay,
see,
got
the
it.
Okay, so basically, I live in Johannesburg and my dad's parents, they live in Pretoria. My dad works in Pretoria. So he was already there. Like, he works in Pretoria and he was going to meet us at the train station in Pretoria because we were going there for dinner. And it was me, my mom, and my brother, okay? Now, something to know about these, so just a few, like, a bit of background. It is South Africa, okay? I am about 10 years old, And that was 10 years ago. Oh, my days, I feel old.
Wow, yeah, you are old. Imagine.
And I, what you call it? And I, it's South Africa and it's not, okay? And I'm 10 years old, okay? So it's a little bit scary, you know? You always have to be aware when you're there. I love the country. It's beautiful. It's got amazing things about it, but that's not one of them.
Yeah, but not fun at night when you're a 10-year-old little girl, I assume.
Yeah, okay. So now the train was super busy. Now, I tried explaining this to Rafi, and I didn't do a good explanation, and I'm going to try again on here. Now, you don't just get one long train, okay? You know the train's like always divided and it's connected by something.
Right. Yeah, it's separated into like cars
different,
almost.
Yeah,
like,
carts. There. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the train comes and, you know, the trains aren't as good as here. Like the train comes, you press the button to open the door and you have 5 seconds and then it closes. And then if you press the button, the door won't open again. Okay. My mom was very upset about that. I look ahead and I see that there's an emptier cart in front, so I start walking there and I turn around just to see where the gang is, my family.
The gang.
And they're not there. And then I realize, oh, okay, they're in the they're in the cart just before that. The very busy one. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And I'm walking there. All of a sudden, the doors close. My mom then starts banging on the door.
Cause you're on the outside.
Because I am on the platform. Okay. Now the train starts moving. And my two brothers, while my mom is having a, is in hysteria, are waving and smiling. And the cart is, and the train starts moving. So, and then my mom starts running towards the end of the train, trying to keep up.
I've seen those scenes in like movies. Someone running almost as if they're going to beat the train.
That's literally what she did. And I was like, okay, you're stuck in the train. And my brothers were just waving and laughing at me. They until if I ask them today, they go, "That was the funniest thing ever." I started crying.
Those are good siblings, though. That's pretty funny. Just for standing who? There and waving away. Like I'm sure you were scared.
I was crying. I started
crying.
A scared
little girl, but you know, from their perspective, that's hilarious.
And then I found a security guard, and then security guard was like, "What's wrong?" And I told her the story. She goes, "Oh no, that happens all the time. If it happens all the time,
yeah, then there's an issue.
Fix it. That's so dumb. What are you doing?" I was like, that's not comforting as you think it would be.
No.
No. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, that's actually unnerving. Oh, yeah, kids get trapped for, aside from their family pretty frequently. Like, that's not okay.
I think that's an indication that you need to fix the system.
I need to know, how did you get to them? Did one of them come back? Did you take a cab?
No, no.
You waited for the next train?
No.
What? Then what? What else is there?
So, it's luckily I had a phone at the time, like an iPhone 5, 7, I don't know.
Wow, 10-year-old with a phone?
Shut up.
When did I get my phone?
I didn't use it a lot, but thank God I fucking had it, because if I didn't.
Yeah, no, that's fortunate.
Okay, so my mom calls me and she goes, "Are you okay?" Like just starts freaking out.
I can only imagine.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm cool. What's up? I wasn't cool.
Cool.
I was not cool.
Not cool.
And so my aunt was in Joburg. So we're like, okay, we'll call my aunt. We called my aunt. We explained her the story. She was like, how? How? And I go, I don't know. I really don't know. She comes and picks me up and I go to her for Shabbos and then my parents fetch me on the way home.
Oh my God. Wait, you went for her for the whole Shabbos?
Yeah.
So because you missed the train, you were separated from your family for a weekend?
No. Like they came back. Like, but they came, like, this was at 7 and they came back at, like, 11:30.
Yeah, so, a few hours.
Yeah, but it was traumatic.
Did they have dinner without you?
Yeah, they went for Shabbat.
That's horrible. You missed on dinner.
I missed my grandparents. And I went to my aunt's and she was at people as well. And other people, and it was just not a great
Could
time.
You not have just gotten, like, the next train? How frequent was it?
I couldn't really travel alone.
Mm, okay, yeah, you are still a 10-year-old.
And the next train came in, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting on the platform for 40 minutes.
I have that issue here in Israel.
Yeah, but it's safe to wait here.
Right, yeah, you're right. It is safe to wait here. And also, like, you know people in the station somehow. So, like,
yeah, you
you'll find
see
someone
you
know,
exactly.
And then that's it. You're chilling.
Like, I've traveled from Binyamina to Ramat Gan, for example, and I felt perfectly safe.
Yeah, no, never that I don't feel safe, but the timing here really can screw with you sometimes.
I know. Damn. So that's one of the many sibling stories I have. It was definitely quite an experience for me because I'm the smallest. We have a pool back at home, and when they couldn't find a soccer ball and my brothers were like throwing the ball to each other in the pool, they would actually call me and they'd be like, Gina, we need a ball. And I'll go, oh, great.
All right.
So I would have to like crawl up in a ball and like hug my knees. And then they would throw me across the pool. I'm pretty sure there's still water left in my brain.
That's like, I'm just imagining two people throwing you back and forth like an actual ball. How did you just like kind of, like they said, they're like, oh, we need a ball. You're like, all right, fine. Like
they asked me genuinely and I was like, what? And then
and you just kind of embraced it. You're like, I'm the ball. And that was it.
Yeah, I'm one with the, I identify as a ball.
You're a ball. Like, that's so stupid.
So that's my siblings. I don't know.
It's a little patronizing. I'm surprised you did it.
Well, I mean, they were older than me.
So there is no choice.
What? You tell me, is there a choice?
Yeah, probably not.
Exactly. Okay, they probably would push me in the pool.
They'll just grab you and force you to be ball.
Exactly.
Force you to be ball.
To be the ball. I am one with the ball. Yeah, no, it's been great. My brothers love giving me frights as well. Like, scaring me. Yeah, like, I can't, that. like if we're all at home, for example, and I'm 20, they are still, like, creep behind every corner because it's not that they go bad, they literally scream up in my face, like they'll go ah! And I'll shit, I cannot, them, I just tear, it's a haunted, it's a horror house.
I do that to my, I used to do that pretty frequently.
Why
to my older
why
brother.
Do you do that?
Because like because I don't know, they didn't do it to me, my siblings didn't really do that to me.
That's
so
a
much,
blessing.
So I had to do it to someone.
I can't walk around corners now without flipping, yeah, checking it out. Like tensing. Yeah, yeah, tensing,
exactly.
Tensing.
Tensing up. Fight or flight.
I literally have a fight or flight response.
Yeah, I really don't.
Not with your siblings?
No, not at all.
Did you guys not pull pranks on each other?
No. Not. I mean, like, when you say that, it sounds like we're pretty boring, but we had our moments. But
what
not,
are
not
your
pranks.
Moments?
My brother and I play a lot of Smash Bros. That's what we do. No, that's our thing.
Don't you do tournaments for that?
Yeah, I compete. So does he. He got like, me into it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
That's adorable. We go to like tournaments together. Sometimes we compete together.
Do you compete against each other?
We did play against each other in bracket once. I think, no, twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I won and then the second time he won. These were like totally different dates. They were probably like a year apart. But yeah, he won the second
one. Is he the better player?
I like to think I'm the better player.
But you're not.
But he probably is. But also, it's really about who's warmed up the most that day.
How do you warm up for that?
Like you would warm up for any sport.
No.
Like just not physically. I mean, honestly, even physically, like my hands. I can't see, but I'm shaking my hands as if like they're wet.
Have you seen that scene in High School Musical where Sharpay's like, brr, ma, brr, ma.
No,
if you say
I've
no,
not seen
okay,
High School
now,
Musical.
Okay, everyone who's listening to this, you...
I haven't. I don't know. There's a lot of like classic movies and shows I don't know. I'm not a big like TV guy. Like, I know this is a movie we're talking about, but if it was a TV show, the answer would... Like, I don't watch TV. Movies, like, the only movies I really watched are, like, you know, cool boy movies, like Transformers and the Avengers. Stop staring at me. Gina's giving me a how do I describe this? Like, a crude look of disappointment.
I'm so disappointed. And I think every one of our listeners is disappointed. To our one listener.
to our one listener. That's funny.
No, you've... No, I don't know how to feel. It. I mean, I know we said this is about siblings, but I
now think, you want to know why I haven't watched this movie.
I need to put you on trial. Your siblings did a terrible job.
Yeah, tell them.
I will. Literally. Oh, my days. Rafi, so you didn't have any fun with your...
Okay, look, what do you mean I didn't have fun when I was younger?
I mean, I'm telling you, what's going on there, brother?
Just because I didn't watch High School Musical doesn't mean I was...
No, just because you didn't watch High School Musical means you're a disgrace.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just have to take that one.
We're soaring.
Flying.
There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
All right, that's as much as I know. I just need the one line. I vow on you. That's a great song.
Okay, so Rafi, you know, like, I mean, I'm making assumptions here already. What do you do with your siblings? No, wait.
Yeah, first of all, reword that. Third of all.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
In like sixth grade, my sister went to seminary. So, you know, gap year in Israel.
But you have other siblings, Rafi.
Yeah, she made Aliyah from there. So that was, you know, that was kind of it. Then I saw her like twice a year.
But you have other siblings?
Right.
Nachon?
So I have my brother and my four step-siblings. My step-siblings, though, I didn't see so much.
Why?
Like, only because they, you know, they're older. They were in college or they lived out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of doing their own thing. But, oh, they're pretty cool.
Were you alone most of the time?
I was basically an only child for quite some
time.
This
episode is not accommodating to you.
No, like, because eventually my brother moved to because my parents were separated. So eventually my brother moved in with my dad in Orlando. But I stayed with my mom in Boca because that's where, like, a better Jewish education was. And that's really what my parents cared about. So, you know, the whole time I was just in Boca, like, I was the only one for not the whole time, but for a good chunk of time. Like, basically my more important developmental years, because, like, you know, from some point I was just a pisher, you know? Like, from what age did I really start growing up? Like, I don't know.
2 seconds ago.
At least bar... Okay. I was going to say at least bar mitzvah, but you want to say just this morning. That's fine.
Don't be offended, Rafi. It's okay.
I'm not. Don't worry.
So, Rafi, you were an only child.
Basically.
That is...
Put an asterisk there.
I'm trying to remember, there were some pretty violent stories, apparently, as a kid. And I don't want to say them because it really makes me look really bad.
Okay, but well, I don't remember.
Okay,
if you heard the stories I've already shared about me with the knife and in first grade, like, you can say whatever.
Okay, that does make me feel better.
It should.
I am not a violent person.
We don't need the disclaimer. You are a violent person.
I'm harmless. I get a nail stuck in my ear. I like...
Yeah. Yeah, stupid stuff.
I really genuinely don't remember this, but apparently I threw a dumbbell or stone at my brother's head.
What the f... That could be like life.
No.
That's not okay.
And then there was this other time where my one brother accidentally hit my other brother with a spade.
A spade? Maze.
That you used to dig up dirt.
A shovel.
A spade.
Okay, cultural differences. It's called a shovel where I'm from.
And we're all okay. Kind of.
Yeah.
One's studying computer science, and one has his honors in business, and I'm here doing communication.
Yeah, and you're just doing whatever now.
And I'm here talking on a podcast.
Exactly, that's what you're doing.
No, that's great. I definitely think people are going to see me differently now. I don't remember throwing the stone. Or dumbbell, whatever it was.
Yeah, either way, it's pretty bad.
Like, I can't even tell them. Like, I would have to ask them, like, what did I throw? I don't remember. And I don't remember if I made the shot or not.
Do you know the story behind it?
No.
Is there a reason?
I think I just threw it.
You think you just threw it?
I don't remember.
Honestly, that is something that you would do.
What
do you... Spontaneously.
Listen,
yeah,
you gunsman, okay? You took a...
All right, look, I was a little more advanced. I had my reasons. You were just throwing dumbbells like it was no one's business.
They're my siblings, okay? I had enough of the trauma clearly I'd endured in my younger phase.
Clearly.
I had a blankie, and I think one time they, like, threw it in the pool.
That's not the worst thing. You took a hard pause.
That...
No, that would infuriate me if I was a child also.
It cut deep.
I'm sorry?
It was...
You couldn't get it back. It was too deep.
I was going to drown. It was so... I don't want to talk about it. Rest in peace. But yeah, I think that's... Wow. I just... You grew up alone. Do you have friends now?
Are you not my friend,
okay.
Gina?
That's true. We only have each other, Rafi.
Exactly.
I feel like I came back from home and I'm just a really mean person now. Like, I'm very snarky. I apologize.
It's okay.
It's rough out
there.
It's
not new.
Okay, you see, this is why I am mean to you. Okay, you know what? I'll be your older sibling and I'm going to bully you.
That's okay.
Okay.
Someone has to do it.
Because you can't cook pasta.
Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah, I cannot. I can barely cook pasta. Look, it's difficult, okay?
No, it's not.
Who was supposed to teach me? My older siblings? That's what I thought.
Okay.
No, okay, disclaimer, I know how to cook pasta. You just put in water. It's not that
easy. How long did it take you?
It took me a while.
It took you 3 hours. Okay, three hours?
Listen, the water would not boil. And it was on my stove was on the max setting. There's at that point, it's in God's hands. Like, what am I going to do?
What's God going to do?
Yeah, heat the water. I can't do it. I put the stove up. Hashem decides if it heats or not.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
No, don't do that. You're going to embarrass yourself.
That's what we do, yeah.
That's what you do here.
Excuse me. Oh, wow. No, everyone, back and listen to the previous episodes.
I just like criminalize myself.
You do.
I do not have a criminal record. Yet. Okay. I have been pulled over like once.
For why?
Because I was speeding.
But how much?
Like a 55 and a 30 miles per hour. I don't know if you know what those are.
I know that that's a big difference from 30 to 55.
Right, yeah. It's like near double, but that wasn't so bad. Like 30 miles per hour is not a fast speed necessarily. Like,
but the distance.
Like, it's like double a residential speed, so then double that.
You're going 55 in a residential zone.
No. It wasn't residential zone. I was on my way to a bowling alley, actually. And then I just sped past this one neighborhood. Not sped past. Okay.
You were speeding, Raffy.
55 to 30 is not so bad. But also, I was like, the road was totally empty. It was like a 4-lane wide road, proper American road.
What is an American road?
Fat. That's what it is. It's fat. And those are the perfect roads. And so I'm just driving. Literally, no one's on the road. That's the only reason I was going 55 to 30 is because there was no one to endanger. And then I just pass by some neighborhood and a car, you know, all black Ford Explorer whips out of it, goes right up to me and then turns his lights on. But I was just let off with a warning and then I got to bowl and be a happy boy.
Damn. All right. Raffy, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Gina.
Raffy.
Gina.
We will see you next time.
That we will.
Guys, just keep listening to these episodes if you want to laugh, if you want to smile. That's what we're here for. Raffy, stop fiddling with stuff.
I can't.
And we're just so glad to see the feedback that you guys are giving back to us. And it's amazing to see. We will see you guys next time.
Don't you hate it when the podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.